three for one in the ninth, chasing 343.
Ali, thank you. We'll keep you posted on runs and wickets in Australia. Take a look at the front page of the Times this morning. Go on a diet or lose your benefits, a beast told. That's the paper's take on our top news story this morning. David Cameron asking a health advisor to review whether people with obesity, alcohol or drugs problems should have sickness benefits cut if they refuse treatment to make them fit for work. The Prime Minister says it's unfair to ask hard-working taxpayers to fund the benefits of people who refuse to accept support and treatment. Well, Mark Harper is a Conservative MP and the Minister for Disabled People. Good morning.
Good morning.
Talk us through this idea of the review, how quickly it would happen, and then how quickly after that, if you were in government, you would try to implement this.
Sure. Well, the Prime Minister has asked Professor Dame Carol Black, who's an expert in this area, who advises the Department of Health and has done some work for the government before on getting people back into work, to do this review. So if a Conservative government is elected in May, she will be asked to do this work and she will report back to the Prime Minister by July. So fairly quickly. Clearly, how long it will take to implement what she says will rather depend on what she suggests that we do. We've asked her because she's an expert in this area, and this is about making sure and working out how we can best get people who are not working because of their drug or alcohol addiction or obesity, how we can get them to take up the support that is available to deal with their condition so they can get back into work off of out-of-work benefits and able to earn a living to support their families.
You guys as Conservatives in particular and the coalition government in general has made a huge amount of play, if you like, about the importance of welfare reform. How come 5 years into a parliament with weeks to go until a general election, you're talking about this now? If it's such a good idea, why didn't you do it 4 years ago?
Well, because we've done a very significant amount of welfare reform already. This parliament will have seen the slowest growth in the welfare bill ever. Part of the reason why we have seen so many people getting back into work is because of the impact of our welfare reforms to make work pay. So we've done a significant amount of welfare reform already. This is just the next stage in doing so on top of the work that we've already done.
Rewind to 2013 and Westminster Council, Conservative run, proposed a similar idea, described at the time by the British Medical Association's GP committee chairman, Dr. Lawrence Buckman, as draconian and silly. Convince him, convince our listener that he's wrong.
Well, I think the reason why, rather than announcing a policy on the hoof, we've asked Professor Dame Carol Black, the former president of the Royal College of Physicians, someone who's expert in this area about health and work in her advice that she does to the Department of Health, to look at this area and make recommendations to us about the most effective way to get people who are not working because of their drug, alcohol addiction or obesity to engage with the treatment and support that's available to enable them to go back to work. We've asked an expert to advise us, and I think that's the right way of approaching this difficult issue.
How much is this about, to be crude about it, being cruel to be kind? The Work and Pension Select Committee has looked at this whole issue of sanctions, taking people's benefits away if they don't meet certain criteria. And much of the evidence they've heard suggests that it hits the most vulnerable hardest. So even if it works in the medium term and encourages different behaviours, are you comfortable that in the shorter term, people could really struggle?
Well, I don't think that's the right way of looking at it. Getting back into work is actually part of improving someone's health. So we know that work is generally good for people. Those people who are not working and on sickness benefits because of a drug or alcohol addiction or because of obesity, most of them want to go back to work, and it's about enabling them to engage with the treatment that is available to support them back into work. So, and if they get back into work and they're able to engage with work, earn a living to support their families, their health will be better and they will be better off. So this is about how to help and support people.
Right.
And that's why we've asked Professor Dame Carol Black to undertake that review. She's an expert in this area, okay, and to come back and advise the Prime Minister.
Sure. The reason I wanted to ask you specifically about this is that Esther McVeigh, your colleague, told the Commons last month that your department had carried out 49 peer reviews, essentially investigations since February of 2012, into deaths that it suspects are linked to the benefits system. Peer review, according to the government's internal guidance, is triggered when a suicide or alleged suicide is associated with DWP activity. Presumably, it would make sense, if you're making this case openly, that those peer reviews should be published.
No, we always carry out investigations into cases where someone is a benefit claimant and something happens to them. We carry out those reviews. They obviously involve very sensitive personal information. We don't publish them, but we do take steps if something hasn't been well handled in a particular case to see what we can do better in the future.
Sure.
I think that's the right way to do it. You can't publish them because they contain lots of very personal, sensitive information.
Yeah, but hang on.
About
I mean,
very specific cases. And the second reason is that if you're going to be frank, we had a big discussion this week about whistleblowers. If you're going to be frank and you're going to ask people to look honestly at whether the system works well and advise you on that, you don't want a blame culture. You want to fix the problems and make sure the system works. And
sure.
We carry out that in all of those cases and look to see if the systems work well. And I think that's the right way of going about it.
OK, even if we accept that firstly, of course, there are some incredibly personal details in these kind of reviews and there's a perfectly good case you could make for them not ending up in the public domain. And secondly, as you say, you don't want to encourage a blame culture. Surely the very least you could do would publish some of the lessons that have been learned from these kind of peer reviews. That way, there would be no issue about privacy. There'd be no issue around blame culture, would there?
Well, I think what you want to do is you look at cases and you look to see how the system's worked. If there are things that haven't gone well, then we can fix them. I think the fact there is a process, people know there's a process, means they can be assured that the government takes these things very seriously, looks at these cases, looks to see if there are lessons to be learned and puts those into effect. The fact that that process exists, I think, is what people listening to this programme should be assured about, that the government takes these matters very seriously.
This just boils down to naked pre-election politics, doesn't it? You've got this review which gets these headlines out there. You're not committing to do anything if you're in government after the election, but in the meantime, you can be seen to be tough on benefits, which is seen in many opinion polls and focus groups to be popular.
Well, no, we've been reforming the welfare system since we've been in government. We've made some very significant changes, which is partly why we've seen so many more people back in work with the growth of the economy and people coming off of out-of-work benefits. This is the next stage in this process. The point of asking Professor Dame Carol Black to do this review quickly, report back to the Prime Minister in July, so that we can then take her recommendations and consider them carefully. And if they're sensible recommendations, then we can put them into effect to give people who are out of work mm-hmm. the support they need to get back into work to support their families and improve their health.
Mark Harper there, Conservative MP and Minister for Disabled People. Your thoughts welcome on 85058 on the idea the Conservatives are fleshing out this morning on benefits and those who may be obese.
England 49 for 2.